Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. I'm Ram Goldhar, and today we're in Sechas Erevin Daf Nun Vav. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Kol ir sheish ba ma'alos meradus, in any city that has steep ascents and descents, making travel through it difficult, adam ba'hema sheba meisim b'chatzi yemehen, the people and animals in it die in the middle of their normal lifespan. The Gemara asks if this is literally so, and answers, they age halfway through their years, meaning the strain of walking up and down caused them to age prematurely. Point number two is Tanna Brice, when the surveyor comes to draw the square of the city, he needs to align the square with the direction of the world, meaning facing due north, south, east, and west. He places its northern boundary facing the north of the world, and its southern boundary facing the south of the world. And the signs for determining which directions are due north and south are Egel B'Tzafim V'Akrab B'Darim. The constellation of the calf is in the north and the scorpion is in the south. Rav Yossi says, Im eno yodeh l'rabab ribuah shel olam, if he doesn't know how to align the square with the directions of the earth because he's unfamiliar with the above constellations, m'rabah k'min ha'tekufa, he draws the square according to the seasons, meaning according to the points of sunrise and sunset on the longest and shortest days of the year. And the Braisa goes on to explain how this is done. And point number three, it was taught in the Braisa that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi said, Tchum ar levim alpaim amma, the boundary of the area added to the Levitical cities is 2,000 ammas in every direction. Say mehen elf amma migrash, subtract from this strip 1,000 ammas adjacent to the city to be left as an open area. Nimsa migrash revia, it comes out that the open area will be 1/4, which the Gemara clarifies later. Vashar sadus kramim, and the remainder of the area around the city, another strip 1,000 amas wide, serves as fields and vineyards. The Gemara asks, what is the source that the open area should be 1,000 amas wide? And Rava answered that the pasuk states, Mekira ir v'chutza elaf amas saviv, the open areas of the cities that you give to the Levim shall be from the wall of the city outward 1,000 amas, which means that Amra Torah saviv as the ir be'elaf, the Torah stating, surround the city with a strip which is 1,000 amos wide. So once again, the three points are number one. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Kol Ir Sheish Ba Ma'alos Merados, in any city that has steep ascents and descents, making travel through it difficult, Adam Behema Sheba Mesim Bechatzi Yemehen, the people and animals in it die in the middle of their normal lifespan. The Gemara asks if they literally die so early, and answers, Ema Maskinin Bechatzi Yemehen. They age halfway through their years, meaning the strain of walking up and down causes them to age prematurely. Point number two is taught in the Braisa, Bal Rabba, when the surveyor comes to draw the square of the city, Rabab Ribu Olam, he needs to align the square with the direction of the world, meaning facing due north, south, east, and west. Nosin Sfono Litzfono Olam, he places its northern boundary facing the north of the world, Droma Lidroma Olam, and its southern boundary facing the south of the world, Vesimanach, and the signs for determining which directions are due north and south are Egel B'Tzafon V'Akrab B'Darim. The constellation of the calf is in the north, and the scorpion is in the south. Rav Yossi says, if he doesn't know how to align the square with the directions of the earth, because he's unfamiliar with the above constellations, he draws the square according to the seasons, meaning according to the points of sunrise and sunset on the longest and shortest days of the year. The Braisa goes on to explain how this is done. And point number three, it was taught in the Braisa that Rabbi Yossi said, Tchum ar levim alpaim amma, the boundary of the area added to the Levitical cities is 2,000 ammas in every direction. Say mehen elf amma migrash, subtract from this strip 1,000 ammas adjacent to the city to be left as an open area. Nimsa migrash revia, it comes out that the open area will be 1/4, which the Gemara is going to clarify later what that means. Vashar sadus akramim, and the remainder of the area around the city, another strip 1,000 ammas wide, serves as fields and vineyards. The Gemara asks what the source is that the open area should be 1,000 ammas wide. And Rava answered that the pasuk states, Makir ir b'chutza elef amas saviv, the open areas of the seas that you give to Levim shall be from the wall of the city outward 1,000 amos, which means Amra Torah sabav zeir be'elef, the Torah stating surround the city with a strip which is 1,000 amos wide. All right, so now we go to our sim for Daf Nun Vav, and this sim was suggested to us by Rabbi Shlomo Weissman from Passaic and Rabbi Moshe White from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. They came up with this in the Zichu Name That Simon contest. It's the Shusher in Shul going Nunu. So that is our simon. It's the shusher and shul going new. So here goes. The shusher from the steep city shul, who was prematurely gray, was hired to shush the crowd so they shouldn't disturb the surveyor trying to figure out due north so he could square off the Levitical city, known for its 1,000 amas of beautiful open area. Once again, in slow motion. The shusher from the steep city shul, shusher from a shul, that must mean we're on Duff Nun Vav. The Shusher from the Steep City Shul, who was prematurely gray, which reminds us that people and animals that live in steep cities age prematurely from the strain of going up and down. So the Shusher from the Steep City Shul, who was prematurely gray, was hired to shush the crowd so they shouldn't disturb the surveyor trying to figure out due north, which reminds us that when squaring off the city, the surveyor needs to align the city facing due north, south, east, and west, and that there are two ways of doing that, either by the constellations or by sunrise and sunset of certain days of the year. So the Shusher from the Steep City Shul, who was prematurely gray, was hired to shush the crowd so they shouldn't disturb the surveyor trying to figure out due north so he could square off the Levitical city, known for its 1,000 amas of beautiful open area. Which reminds us that the Gemara provides a source that the open area of the 2,000 amma boundary up for the Ar Levim is 1,000 amas wide. So once again, the Shusher from the Steep City Shul, who was prematurely gray, was hired to shush the crowd so they shouldn't disturb the surveyor trying to figure out due north so he could square off the Levitical city, known for its 1,000 amas of beautiful open area. This is Rabbi Avraham Gold from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.